You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Grace, grace, favor, favor. This is Trina Peterson of the Growth-Oriented Leadership and Discipleship Equipping Center, also known as the GOLD Equipping Center. The aim of GOLD is to refine the treasure stored in your heart. Our vision is to impart knowledge, develop skills, and provide experience to believers who want to become disciples and make disciples. My hope is to add value to your life by sharing a God-inspired word. So let's delve into today's GOLD Nugget. Today's GOLD Nugget is about knowledge. Whether intentionally or inadvertently, we are always acquiring knowledge. Television, radio, and other forms of media are intentional about the information they share with us. As a result of this intentional process, we have what is called programming. When you process the information they've shared, you've gained knowledge. Unfortunately, some of what they share is inaccurate or non-helpful. Yet, we subject ourselves to their programming. Well, as believers, we are told in Scripture that we are not to conform to the things of this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. In other words, we have a responsibility to be intentional about the programming of our minds and of our spirits. 2 Peter speaks of this intentionality. Chapter 1 of 2 Peter, verse 3 reads, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness." I love this verse because it says we have everything we need through our knowledge of Him. Okay, so this lets me know that we've got to get to know Him if we want this everything. If we continue to read, it lets us know that everything includes His great and precious promises and the opportunity to participate in His divine nature. Well, what's the respondability? And I like to call it respondability because I believe it is the way that we respond to God's great grace. Well, as we continue to read, we're encouraged to respond to God's great grace by adding to our faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge. Think about this. It would be beneficial to us as believers to subject ourselves to the knowledge of God. That if we're going to be subjected to programming, why not the programming of God? Now, this is more than just knowing that God is real or that we believe in God. I'm talking about knowing God, His character, His plans, and His desires. Well, one of the ways that we get to know God is through the reading and the study of His Word. Paul writes over in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every work. In other words, the Bible is here for us to learn from, not only on an intellectual level, but also on a personal level. That our responsibility to all that God has done for us is to get to know Him, to develop a relationship with Him. In my very simplistic way, I think of the knowledge of God as the ability to know God's nature, what God is currently doing, and what God intends to do. And we can learn this through Scripture. Scripture is an excellent opportunity for us to develop a relationship with God. Now, I know that a lot of us will subscribe maybe to some type of a daily devotion where we will spend a few minutes in the morning or at some point during our day in Bible study or in reading a devotion. But I want to encourage you at this time to put a little bit more time, effort, and energy into getting to know God. That you would be diligent in your efforts. When I consider people who identify themselves with a cause or a movement, whether on an individual level or on a corporate level. And what I mean by that is people who maybe consider themselves to be golfers or avid college football fans or quilters or anything. Think of anything. Now think about how much time they actually invest in that activity. I don't know anyone who says I'm an avid college football fan who spends 1 hour a week watching college football. I don't know a golfer who says I'm a golfer to my heart and they spend 1 hour a week playing golf. I don't know a crafter, a crocheter, a scrapbooker who spends 1 hour a week honing in on their craft. When there is a passion, time is made and schedules are built to include that passion. Well, if that's the case, how come so many believers only carve out 1 hour a week to worship God? And then maybe 5 minutes a day to read His Word? Let me encourage you to make time for God. Get to know Him. Talk to Him. Listen to Him. Read His Word. I believe that when we take time to get to know who God is, what God wants for us, that when we begin to study His Word and to read His Word, not only is our faith strengthened, but our prayer life shifts and our walk with Him is more effective and more productive. Now, why do I say that our prayer life shifts? Well, the Word of God tells us that His Word never goes out and returns void, but that it always accomplishes what it was sent forward to do. And so as we read and study the Word of God, we can begin to pray the Word of God, which means that we can pray in confidence that the prayers we prayed will be heard and answered. Because God's word never returns void. We will take time to begin to ask God and involve God and include God and to seek God in every area of our lives. Because we know that we don't just reserve time for Him on Sunday morning. But that worship is a lifestyle for us. And see, so many people get confused because they think worship is something that's done on Sunday morning. But disciples understand that worship is a lifestyle. And so if you really love the Lord, because you love the Lord. Maybe that's a better way for me to say it.
If your desire is to magnify the person, presence, and power of God, spend some time in His Word. For when you study the Word of God, you will gain knowledge of who He is, of who you are, and what it is He has called you to do. More importantly, who He has created you to be. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we come on this day giving you all glory, honor, and praise because you are God and you are worthy. Lord, we pray on this day that you would give us a hunger and a thirst for your word. Lord, compel us to pray persistently, to read your word diligently, to meditate on it constantly, and to keep it in our hearts, to speak about your word, to dig deeper into knowing who you are, whose we are, and what it is you have created us to be. Lord, we want to glorify you. We want to magnify you in and through our lives so that you will get the praise. So, Lord, do what only you can do. Lord, we pray for wisdom and for understanding as we study your word. We open ourselves to your Holy Spirit. Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.